Today's story is one that will stir your emotions. It is a story that can bring a tear, but also make you angry. It's the story of one young woman's challenge wrapped inside a much bigger event. Her role in the events of March 7th, 1965 is next on this edition of the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
It was March 7th, 1965. 15-year-old Diane Harris and her 13-year-old brother were at Brown Chapel AME Church, ready to join a march toward the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama.
We didn't get near the bridge. We were way down on Water Avenue because we heard people screaming and yelling and crying and whatever. And then we started smelling this strong scent. Well, we knew that was the tear gas that we had been warned that might be used on us.
Although Diane could not see the bridge, she knew she was in danger.
I grabbed my brother, and the closest place I could think for us to go to was to run back to the church, Brown Chapel, because it was our safe haven at that time.
The pair were near an older woman who could use their help.
We grabbed the lady, and my brother and I got on the east side of us and said, come on, we're going to run to the church. Well, she was able to run maybe about a block down Selma Avenue with us. And she just finally said, children, you all go on. I can't keep up.
The sheriff had deputized men to ride on horseback with billy clubs. They were called posse men. One came after the older woman they had helped.
I get emotional when I tell this story after all these years because we actually saw her being beaten down. He was just swinging his billy club just all over her head, and she was yelling and screaming.
Now the posse men spotted Diane and her brother. They ran for the church and climbed the steps toward the front door.
He and that horse was actually trying to come up those steps. We went on in the church, and all we could do was hug each other, my brother and I.
Our story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. In Selma, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.